10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
In my father's arms I'll be. Wounds this world left on my soul will be gone, I'll be whole. Sun and moon will be replaced with the light of his deep face, and I will not be ashamed, for my father knows my name. It don't matter where you bury me, I'll be home and I'll be free. It don't matter where I lay, and my tears be wiped. No more. Leave a night for me, my friends, when my time below does end. For my life belongs to him who will raise the dead again. And don't matter where that me, I'll be home.
Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese,
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. I know you're not tripping balls. This is the Morning After Show on CITR 101.9 FM. And stick around because we have Ross Cambrini here. He's going to play a couple of songs. We have the Giraffe Aftermath also playing a couple of songs. We have tickets for their concert and also tickets for the Timber concert tonight.
By the way of habit. I spoke so nervously. It was like a bucket of sprinkles being poured all over me. I think I felt something more than amazing. I think I felt something more.
The 37th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. Over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird, Amos Lee, and Mary Lambert to Ozo Motley and Mauritania's Noura Mintsemali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival, early bird ticket deadline is June 14th. For more information, go to thefestival.bc.ca.
American indie rock band Veruca Salt returns, performing together with all four original members for the first time since 1995. Tuesday, June 24th at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests The Echo Friendly. Tickets available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records, and online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, visit verucasalt.com.
Yeah, so you're listening to 101.9 FM. Here, CITR. And yeah, we started the show with local band Mians. They have a brand new demo EP. Actually, pretty cool band. So yeah, we'll listen to one of their first songs. Here are the guys from Giraffe Aftermath here in the studio, so we're going to be giving away tickets for them. And after Miams, we'll listen to Language Arts with the song More Than Amazing. And we also have an interview here with guys from Black Cloud, so pretty busy show. But we're here with Ross Cambrin. He's playing this Friday at Charkey Grill, 1955 Cornwall. He's playing with his band, Belladonna Treatment, Belladonna, right?
Yes.
The Belladonna Treatment. And you also have another band, no?
Ordinary Lies. Yeah, Ordinary Lies. We'll be in the studio Saturday and Sunday for the whole day.
That's more reggae, more ska?
No, I haven't played reggae two of the guys were in Skaboom.
Oh, okay.
Chris was in Skaboom, and Lee was in Skaboom as well for a period. He was, the drummer was from another band called Pure, which was a fairly popular band.
Pure?
Pure, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a pretty cool band.
Yeah, and then Randy was the guitar player. He was he's been around for a while, but he played in BTO for about 15 years as a guitar player.
Okay.
So, anyway, we all have, you know, things to do, but we managed to squeeze in the time to do this. But we've been working on it for about 2 years now.
Okay. And this Friday, the Belladonna Project, or Treatment, sorry.
Yeah, Belladonna Treatment.
The Belladonna Treatment at Charkey Grill. That's going to be all ages. And yeah, it's going to be a pretty cool concert, that one. So check it out. It's no cover. And all ages as well, and it's full moon, so that's gonna be really cool with another band, Rhythm and Cello. So, and then you're gonna start doing a couple of solo, no, at the beginning of the night.
Yeah, I'll be playing a solo set for about 13 songs, 40 minutes, something like that.
Okay, well, let's listen to a couple, no, of your songs.
Yep.
What are we gonna listen to?
This one, the first one's called Ordinary Lives, not Ordinary Lies, because there was a battle between whether to call the band Ordinary Lives or it just came out that way. So
okay,
but I was working on this song called Ordinary Lives at the time.
Okay.
So, any want me to play it? Or?
Yeah, let's listen to it. Yeah.
Cruise the lights on Saturday, no phone from heaven came my way. Hide the news behind your shoes, saves my soul some other day. So whatever takes forever's worth the wait, or so they say. Well, institutional replacements cut the fabric of our day. Here in the light, hiding from our eyes, another hero, another villain, living ordinary lives. Susan has a metamine she built him from recurring dreams. Now her life is not so wild, sits at home and stays with child. So whoever signs a letter and makes a list of what we missed can send it off, can find your mind inside the line behind your lip. Here in the light, hiding from our eyes, another hero, another villain, living ordinary lives. Here in the light, hiding from our eyes, another hero, another villain, living ordinary lives. So whoever signs a letter and makes the list of what we missed can send it off, confine your mind inside the line behind your lip. Here in the light, hiding from our eyes, another hero, another villain, living ordinary lives. Here in the light, hiding from our eyes, another hero, another villain, living ordinary lives. I'm not a hero.
Cool. So that's Ordinary Lives. We've got Ross Cambrini here on the studio on 101.9 FM. He's going to be playing with the Belladonnas, or the Belladonna Treatment, this Friday at Charkey Grill with Rhythm and Cello. And yeah, so you have like three projects on the go for
sort
like music?
Like that. Yeah, I just left in a blues band recently. I played bass in that band for about 3 years. And, you know, with the time factor thing, yeah. the reason why I started playing solo was just I wouldn't be prepared to be in the studio if mm-hmm. I didn't start doing that. There was no chance to play live, so I had to groove the songs in the live venue, because you get direct feedback from the audience right away, whether they dig it or not.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so looking forward for the concert this Friday at the Turkey. So let's do another song, no? So
sure.
We have a lot of guests today.
Yeah, this one's called Snakes and Ladders. I'm surprised that people actually liked it. But anyway,
this is original?
Yeah, another original. We're recording this one. That one we're going to be recording, and this one we're recording too. But it's a far huge leap between what you're going to hear and what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
With the band. It's... I was born in outer space, can't modify or moderate. Like whiskey, I was fortified, but why exist when not alive? And then I saw you standing there, became awake, became aware. I knew what I was meant to be, and vanished all uncertainty. Deep in the night, I'm wide awake. You turn the lights on, I stare at the ceiling. Here in my silent hideaway, play snakes and ladders with lovers and demons. In and all, now I was torn, no meaning to it came before. I know I'm not that private eye who comes and goes when others die. I filter through the circumstance, go backwards when I should advance. While looking for some common thread is when I find myself instead. Deep in the night, I'm wide awake. You turn the lights on, I stare at the ceiling. Here in my silent hideaway, play snakes and ladders with lovers and demons. How come I cannot say? Why is it time I so regret? You speak of gratitude. Why does it good when love forgets? You say to me that love doesn't matter. I look to your soul for the truth. I come home and find you climbing that ladder, because there's something you left on the roof. Like a sparrow in a barrel you chatter, like a snake with a rake bend and turn. And every day you grow a little bit madder, with the stories you tell make me burn. Here in my silent hideaway, deep in my silent hideaway, here in my silent hideaway, play snakes and ladders.
Cool, so that's Ross Cambrin playing this Friday at Charky Grill with his whole band. Well, it's a trio, no?
Yeah.
A trio. So
don't
miss that.
Treatment.
The Belladonna Treatment, yeah.
Yeah.
So don't miss that. We have the guys from Giraffe Aftermath here in the studio. They're going to be performing a couple of songs, and we're going to be giving away some tickets. And we're going to give away tickets also for Timber playing tonight at the Commodore Ballroom. So if you want to go check them out, give me a call here, 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. So let's play a song from them, no? So, and this is like a folk, dark folk pop band from Ontario, Timber.
All I need is some sunshine. All I need, all I need is some sunshine. All I need.
the tree line with another one for the caves, and in the tarn beyond those birches is a spirit that I crave. And from the island people watched you. You set that Viking ship ablaze. We reached the moon falls, icy cauldron, and found the spirit that I crave.
Oh, I need some sunshine.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Thank you. 2005 is pushing limits to the edge, to letting a little love to the hopeful. Is this the reason for our sacrifice? Is this the reason culture shot? If we believe in all they advertise, well, we don't need money to be a rich man. We don't need money, cause we are rich men. Talking about loving in old fashioned way, talking about helping people for the sake. Oh, we don't need money to be a rich man. We don't need money, cause we are rich men. Talking about loving in old fashioned way, talking about helping people for the sake. I said, how much further can you take us from humanity? And how much further can your leaders push us to the edge? I said, how much further can you take us from humanity? Talking about owning up to our mistakes, talking about looking in the eyes when you say it, man.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM, you're listening to The Morning After Show. And we were listening there to the brand new LP, no? Brand new LP from Giraffe Aftermath. The song was called, what was the name of the song? The
song's called Rich Man.
Rich Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the new CD is called Space Echo Beach Scene. And you guys having a... the release party at Fortune Sound Club on June 18th. So, yeah, how are you guys today?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Good, yeah.
Fine, thanks.
Busy in here.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people today. So, tell me, what was the process of this new CD?
The process?
Yeah, because wow. I remember the last one was, like, really cool and got a lot of... A lot of play on the radios and
yeah, I mean, concerts and the process. I mean, it's always been the same, you know. I think it's like a song first mentality. Write songs, go into the studio, arrange them, figure it all out, you know, lay that shit down, and that's usually the process for us. I guess the next step that we took here is we got this dude Craig Dub Fader Welsh from Boston. He's the guy that mixes for 10-foot Ganja Plant, the Agrolites, Slightly Stupid, G Love and Specialist Sauce, John Brown's Body. He's worked with a lot of heavyweights, right? And so he got on board and did the mix for us.
Craig.
And then it was mastered in the UK by Kevin Metcalf, who's been mastering reggae since the 70s, I think.
Yeah, cool. And
so it's kind of taken our sound to a new level.
So, yeah, mixed by Craig Dub Fader.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's a good handle, huh?
Yeah. Cool, yeah. So is the CD already on sale, or like people can download it now?
No, not yet. Not until after the show, June 18th.
Okay, so this
is
like
that'll
world,
be like this is like the first world listen. Yeah, this is the world premiere.
World premiere. Okay, so guys, don't be recording the show, please. And pirate the CD. You know,
man, it's like we were always talking about on the stoop the other night, like how you used to get out your cassette tape and your boombox, and you'd be like waiting for that new song to come out so you could tape it.
Yeah,
I wish we would tape our shit. That'd be awesome.
Do it.
Cool. So June 18, Fortune Sound Club. That's on 147 East Pender. You're playing with the Red Eye Empire, which are also like an old band from Vancouver, no?
Yeah.
They've been around for a while.
Yeah,
they've been good to us over the years. And, you know, we like to give back and get them on our show and pump it up. I mean, it's going to be a sick show. It's a great lineup. The opening band, too, Kudapira. They're like a marimba band. Which
Kudapira.
Is like a totally new experience. I remember the first time I saw them, I was totally blown away. And Red Eye are like super tight. Those guys like are professional, you know what I mean? They've been doing it for a while. They've been all around the States.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So tickets, they're advanced tickets at Zulu, High Life, Red Cat, and I guess a ticketweb.ca, you know, as well.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, with Kudapira, which is more like an Afro-Cuban band, no?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they kind of cover all sort of territory. I remember we saw them at Joe's apartment last month, and like the first tune they played, honestly, I felt like I was in the video game F-Zero GX, like for Nintendo 64. It was just like chaos, but like in the coolest way possible. It totally blew my mind. Like, those guys are very creative people.
Yeah, well, looking forward for that concert. Starting, what time is the first band?
I think doors 8:30 or 9, and then she'll be starting. Because I mean, it's a Wednesday, so it'll be a little bit earlier start. Probably an 8:30 or 9 o'clock start. Or 9 or 10 o'clock start.
Okay, so that's next Wednesday, no? Not tomorrow, but the next one.
Yeah,
I think it is. It's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, then listen to another. What's gonna be the single?
I don't know. I think next. What do you think? We should listen to Brother, maybe.
Brother.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think
okay.
so.
Okay. So get your recording devices ready.
Thank you.
So that song is Brother from the new album by Giraffe Aftermath, Space Echo Beach Scene. So what would the name of the city?
It's like on one of the tunes, there's this atmospheric part, you know, and I was trying to describe it to Craig, like over the phone, you know, because he's in Boston.
Okay.
And I was like, man, it should be like a Space Echo Beach Scene, because like a Space Echo, you know, it's like the old Roland delay, tape delay unit, you know. And I was like, man, can you just like manipulate it and just create like a Space Echo Beach Scene for this one tune? And I just, you know, we thought it sounded cool. so we called the album that, you know.
Is this your second album or the third one?
It's like kind of like our third, I think.
Got a lot of EPs, a couple of EPs, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, we've just self-released everything that we've done up to this point. But yeah, this is like our second good one. So, yeah.
Okay. And any plans of touring or going around with the...
Well, yeah, we kick off the 18th here in Vancouver for the release. And then after that, we're going up into the islands for about 3 weeks leading up to SkaFest in Victoria.
Okay.
And so we're going to be playing up there with some friends of ours from San Francisco who are in a band called Burnt. And we're going to be doing most of the Gulf Islands and a few shows on the Big Island. And then like culminating with our show July 3rd at SkaFest.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, SkaFest is a really cool festival.
Yeah, it's great. It'll be our fourth year.
So, and who are you playing on the SkaFest?
That day is the Expanders from LA, the Agrolites, and then Burnt and Giraffe. And there's also the openers, Grossbuster, and who else is on the Agrolites bill? Do you know?
So, like five bands?
Oh, just Expanders and Agrolites.
Yeah, well, because there's the Ship Point show with the Agrolites.
Uh huh.
And then after that, there's the club show at Upstairs, which is what we're playing. So, like, we're headlining that show, the Upstairs show with Burnt.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that sounds really good. Yeah, the SkaFest is from the 1st to the 5th of July in Victoria. And there's a lot of really cool bands. Also, Los Rastrillos from Mexico are coming. Providencia from Colombia. The Mad Bomber Society. You said the Expanders are playing with you. So, yeah, a lot of cool people that show, huh?
Oh yeah, SkaFest is great. It's great. A few years ago, I actually managed to stay out there for most of the week and catch so many shows, like so many bands I wouldn't have intentionally gone to see. But just being there and being around the whole vibe, I went and saw a lot of acts that I had ended up really enjoying. Yeah, a lot of surprises, you know.
Yeah, and there's some free shows there too, and at the Harbor, no?
Yeah, I think they do a free show every day during the week, like starting at 1 p.m. something like that.
Yeah, so don't miss that. So are you playing Galeano Island? And
not Galeano, mostly Northern Gulf Islands. We're doing Cortez, Laskiti, Hornby.
Cumberland?
Yeah, we're playing at the Wave in Cumberland.
Okay.
There's a couple more islands, I think, too. I honestly forget.
Yeah, okay.
It's still really early.
But people can check it out on your webpage. You know, you have a webpage, a Facebook
page. Our website's down, everything. But you can get to the Facebook. Yeah.
Okay, so Giraffe Aftermath. And don't miss their CD release party with Red Eye Empire and Curapira on June 18 at the Fortune Sound Club. So how's the show? Have you played there? Fortune Sound
Fortune?
Club?
Uh-huh. Not with this group, no.
No.
It's a great place to play, though. Venue, good stage, yeah. Great sound on stage, great sound in the venue. I think they boast the loudest sound system in Vancouver. So,
oh yeah,
that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, man. And we got some tickets to give away too, right?
So. Okay. Well, let's give away some tickets, no?
Yeah, let's do it.
If you want to go check out that show, give us a call here. 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. 604-822-CITR. Let's listen to another song, no?
Yeah, let's listen to Nothing Ever Happens.
Nothing Ever Happens.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. changes anywhere you least, as far as I can tell. And you wonder why the women move on. Yeah, you wonder why you fail. Yeah, well, nothing ever changes anywhere you least, as far as I can tell.
Playing your favorite songs for 13 years. The morning what? The morning after whatever you did last night. Live music, local talents, and music you won't hear anywhere else. The Morning After Show, every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, you're listening to The Morning After Show, your future favorite songs right
Vancouver
here.
Vancouver-based Young Liars is really...
So let's listen to some Red Eye Empire, no?
Sure.
Yeah, let's play a song here. Congratulations to all the ticket winners today.
Out in the storm, still I gotta look for you too. Give me shelter, keep me warm. Did I ask too much, take too long? It gets so dark before the dawn. Soon the sun will rise and open up your eyes, and I'll keep you safe if you keep me strong. Another man, you're in my dreams, you're in my soul, you're drifting away, but I won't let go. I'll wait for you, you wait for me, you're looking so hard, but it's me that you seek. Girl, I'll wait for you, patiently to feel your touch. Once again, I swim across the sea. What doesn't kill me gonna make me stronger. Everything we've been through must have happened for a reason. Whoa, I won't run away. Been running for too long, but girl, now I'm here to stay. Oh, now I know these words, you've heard them in the past, but my heart's been burning up inside from beating way too fast. I'm gonna lay down my arms, ain't got no more fight. Love me when you want it, if it gets you through the night.
It doesn't come, gonna make me stronger. Won't go down without a fight. Sweet baby, love me when you wanna. If it gets you through the night, what doesn't kill me gonna make me stronger. Won't go down without a fight. Sweet baby, love me when you wanna. If it gets you through the night, what doesn't kill me gonna make me stronger.
Yeah, it's the perfect music for summer, no? These guys?
Yeah.
But, Red Eye Empire, yeah. Playing also on the 18th, on the Giraffe Aftermath show. And so you got plans to go to the U.S. or to the U.K. or
well, we did outside of? Well, we went down to the States last year this time. And we did like about, I don't know, 22 or something shows in a month. Mm-hmm. We went from here down to San Diego and back, and that was pretty successful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we do intend to do that again. You know, it's just all a matter of putting it all together. Like, we're self-motivated, self-managed, mm-hmm. self-produced, self pretty much everything, you know? And so, yeah, we'll get there again, I'm sure.
Yeah,
right now, we've been thinking a lot about going out east, just to do something different, you know, and go do Eastern Canada, because we pretty much played everywhere in BC, and now that we've been down to San Diego and all of California, I mean, I want to go back there for sure. It's tons of fun. It's a beautiful place. Lots of nice people. But, you know, we want to set our sights a little bit larger, too. And
yeah.
Eventually get to where we can do a full loop of the states there. And
cool. So what's the cover look like?
Sorry, for the album?
Yeah, the album, yeah.
Oh, it's original art by our friend from Ocean Beach, California, Jimmy Ovedia. And it's a painting of kind of like some rubble and some fire. It's kind of like pretty post-apocalyptic. Okay. But yeah, it's a cool original piece of art by a friend of ours. So,
okay, cool. Okay, let's listen to the last song. No, which one would you like to play there?
I don't know. I was thinking, "Why in the World" or "Creativity" or
"Depression" or "Creativity" maybe.
Yeah, do the what's that one actually called? "Depression." What's it called?
Yeah, I think so.
Or "Secrets." So play Secrets.
Secrets.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Giraffe Aftermath. Creativity is lacking in this world, you know. And all they want is robots living and they move along. Do what you're told, get paid the minimum and you know it's wrong. And if you want more from the system, better know someone. I'm just an immigrant, just trying to get on by. Ain't got no family to help me, come on, string me along. And all them people that been preaching that there's something wrong, they watch this video, now somehow they just know it all. Paying off your debts until you're dead and gone. And I don't know just what they do to keep a soul in line. And in my mind, my dreams, my hope is slowly draining out. No time for music, pay them debts, come on, I'll get a job. They force you into something that you don't really want. Paying off your debts until you're dead and
thank you.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. So those were the guys from Giraffe Aftermath. Now we were listening to Mians. This is a pretty cool CD, actually, Mians. It's a duo. It's called the Experimental Sparkle Noise Pop. Yeah, pretty weird bands, eh? And we have another guy from another weird band here, Black Love, which is like a dirty gypsy blues, kind of folk punk.
Yeah.
I don't know, pretty cool band, actually. So they're playing Charky Grill this Saturday, for the 14th. It's an all-ages show, no cover, so this Saturday. And then you're playing fundraising also, no? For the festival. You want to talk a little bit about the fundraising and the festival that you're being part of?
Yeah, we're taking part in a festival called Mountains to Dust, which is going to be folk punk and all kinds of things, bluegrass, country, old time, mixed with punk and metal and stuff like that, which is going to be a festival on Vancouver Island, which is going to happen July 19th and 20th. So we're pretty excited to be doing that. And then on June 28th, we're doing the fundraiser for that, which is at the Seven Lounge, the old Cosmic Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got a really great lineup on it. Black Claw, Still Spirits, Devil in the Wood Shack, The Wasted Strays, and MG Graveyard. So that's going to be a little sample of five of the bands out of the 30 from the festival.
30 bands?
Yep.
Holy.
Some are solo, some are duos. At 30 acts altogether. And trying to get a little burlesque in there too, and some dancers and visual performers and stuff, just to mix it up.
So that's July 19 and 20?
19th, 20. We're looking at maybe doing the 18th also. We're just kind of getting the things worked out with the location to do it as a 3-day.
We don't know the location yet, right? Still secret?
It's still secret.
Still a secret location.
Yeah.
And do we have like advanced tickets for the festival or something like that?
There's going to be advanced tickets that are going out through an Indiegogo campaign to raise funds and stuff. So that's going to be going out this week. Actually, just this morning, the compilation was launched for the CD. So there's a mountainstodust.bandcamp.com. You can go there. And it's like a free donation 19-track album of a bunch of 19 of the artists from the show.
Nice.
And it's a donate, you know, if you want kind of thing, so that you can, all the money from that will be going towards the festival. Or, you know, if you're broke and you want to just check out all the bands, you can download it for free too and just, get a little taste.
Or stream it.
Or stream it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. We should check it out. That and your band Black Claw is there, I guess, no?
Yep. Yeah, I believe we're track 4 on that, the song Broken Hands.
Cool, okay. So let's listen to a song from Black Crow, no? Or a couple?
Sure.
Which one should we listen to? Maybe number 2 or number 3?
I don't think we listened to Horrible Days, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, let's listen to these ones. We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM, and this is Black Crow. Dark, dirty, ambitious black country.
Betrayal, ruin, love, and hell. It's a murder. Wake up, crystals of light.
Vancouver-based Young Liars is releasing their debut album, Tidal Wave, on June 24th via Network Records. They're hosting the release party along with Beatroot and CITR at the Fox Cabaret with local friends Gang Signs on June 14th.
I was just waiting outside for her to find me. Picked up the pebbles from the front garden bed.
Check out Young Liars' latest music video for their single Night Window on Facebook or YouTube.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
Yeah, legalization. So we're here with Chris from Black Claw playing this Saturday at All Ages No Cover Show at Charkey Grill, 1955 Cornwall. So the band is like banjo. You play the banjo?
Yep, banjo and vocals for myself. Then we have a drummer that plays standing up. Just a minimal set. No cymbals whatsoever. Kick, snare, one tom. Mm-hmm. And he plays with shakers.
Oh,
opposed to drumsticks, yeah. So you get a bit of the kind of percussive shaking element in there without the cymbals.
Okay.
So that's kind of neat. And then just one other guy, he plays some bass, some dobro, depending on the song, depending on the day. Yeah, we've had a bunch of different variations in the lineup over the years, but or a year or two. We've only been around for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the three-piece seems to work well, just nice and raw, nice and tight, three guys up there.
Yeah, yeah. But you also have a female singer in some of the songs, no?
Yeah, Brandy from Big John Bates, the bass player and vocalist for Big John Bates. Has okay. done a lot of work with us on bass and vocals and stuff like that. And Big John himself also has been on the... is on the record also playing some dobro and stuff like that.
Okay, cool.
There's a whole bunch of people actually on it. People from 3 Inches of Blood, Devil in the Woodshack, all kinds of cameos on there.
Yeah. So the album is, you have an EP? Is it an EP or is it LP or?
Just the EP's out right now, the first one. The next album is in the process right now. We're trying to get it out before the festival.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be coming out soon. And getting some new merch going on and stuff. We just recently rebranded our logo, so
oh yeah,
it's time to make a whole bunch of more stuff.
Okay, so the Black Claw. What's with the name?
I'm not exactly sure. When I wrote it one day, and it was just kind of a like I have a recording studio myself. I work as an engineer, so mm-hmm. I was just messing around in the studio one day and. Black Claw came to mind, and the first song was Nothing. It was written, Nothing and Find the End, and they kind of got slammed out in a day or two, and things just kind of started going from there.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. So this is the old logo with the skull with the...
That's the new one.
Ah, that's a new one?
Yeah.
Because like the Cthulhu tentacles there, no? Like Lovecraft, or I don't know.
Yeah, they're kind of, they're supposed to be like vulture claws.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, the old one is, yeah, I guess it's not really on the internet anymore. I got it tattooed on my leg, so I've got it there forever.
Okay,
so. I'll have to get the new one to balance them out, yeah. The old and the new.
So if people want to check out the old logo, they have to come to Charky and watch your leg.
Exactly. No? Anybody that wants to see, I'll give them a free flash.
Okay, yeah, you got to play with shorts then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First show ever.
Cool. And you have like physical copies of your EP? Are they going to be for sale?
They're out of print right now, but there's going to be at least that album will be released for the festival this summer. We'll be back reprinted again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, looking forward for that festival, 19 and 20 of July in a secret location. When are we going to know the location?
I would say within probably the next 2 weeks okay. or so. Yeah.
So for Charky, still we're not going to know.
Probably not, no.
Okay, so...
Got to keep people on their toes.
Yeah, okay.
Build the excitement.
So let's listen to another a couple of songs from these guys, and we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.